Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A recent report has come out that validates the fears of a lot of Toronto Raptors fans given the current value of our players and positioning of our team. Because if you've been watching this Toronto Raptors team this year, you know it's been an absolute roller coaster. Lots of highs and lows, but frankly, when you got a lot of highs and equal amount of lows, you end up straight in the middle. And that's where the Toronto Raptors are. That's where they've been in the Eastern Conference, a little lower middle positioning. And usually that's called the treadmill area, the position in the standings, the last place that you want to be. And generally teams can get out of that by either making deals that go in one of two directions. They can either bottom out, sort of sell off their assets, sell off their quality players, shoot for the bottom, and then hope for the best. Well, the Toronto Raptors, while that might be an option for this team, given all the things we're going to break down in this video, it doesn't seem like that's an actual viable option. Potentially could be, depending on how early Masai Ujiri is willing to sort of kick the tires in and throw away this season, but we'll take a look at that. But the other direction you could go, the other option you could take, is to buy, to bring in players, to double down on your current roster, to double down on your current group, and then try to build around, you know, your talented pieces that just need some tweaks, need some fixes. And I'm going to break down in this video why that's also extremely unlikely given recent reports. So let's just dive into it, because basically a report came out recently from Grange indicating that the challenge the Toronto Raptors has their lineup problems is they won't be going away anytime soon. Speaking with various NBA talent evaluators, as teams begin to do their prep work in advance of the trade deadline ahead of February 9th, the consensus is pretty clear that the Toronto Raptors have some very interesting players, but none of them at all are coveted past the top six or seven players in the rotation. Now, if you've been watching the team, you know the Raptors have some quality guys. Obviously, Scottie Barnes is an untradeable piece, unless, you know, Luka or Jokic is on the table, but we're ignoring those types of packages. Scottie Barnes has a lot of potential, is showing out this season, even though he had a hotter start, cooled off a little bit as of late, given to some adjustments and things along those lines, but we're throwing Scottie Barnes out of these trade discussions. But outside the top six guys, you know, if you want to look at the top six currently for the Toronto Raptors, you have to point to, obviously, Scottie, Pascal, OG Anunoby, Jakob Poeltl, Dennis Schroeder, and as well as, I guess, Gary Trent Jr. at this point. Maybe Malachi Flynn's in there at this point as well, but I digress. Those are the top six sort of assets the Toronto Raptors really have. But if this team is looking to improve, looking to make some moves, looking to make some adjustments in terms of moving up in the standings, well, you don't really want to give up anyone in your top six. Now, maybe you could say, hey, it'll be addition by subtraction. The fits are a little bit different. You know, you flip. I saw a lot of people saying that if you flip Siakam for Zach LaVine, it would tremendously improve this roster. I don't necessarily agree, but I don't think we're going to get any insane talent improvements by dealing away players like Jakob Poeltl and specifically OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, and Gary Trent Jr. Because even if you felt like, hey, we need to adjust this top six, right? Let's, you know, throw some deals out. Masai Ujiri's making calls, things along those lines. All three of those guys are potentially unrestricted free agents come the end of this offseason. We have players, you know, well, Gary Trent Jr. specifically, his stats have been completely down in the dumps this year, right? If you look at his sort of fall off, only 11 points per game, has dealt with some injuries, still not doing much else, you know, from, you know, the rest of the box score stats. If you're looking at his percentages for Gary Trent Jr. so far this season, I mean, Gary, you know, that's Otto Porter Jr., shooting 39% from the field, and then from the three-point line, 36%. So nothing outstanding for Gary. So I don't think there's a lot of interest in terms of him, players trying to acquire him and his value, being an unrestricted free agent as well. But Pascal, OG Anunoby, we hear the Sixers already trying to finesse us, you know, talking about how they're going to offer him a max in the offseason regardless, so they may as well trade him for pennies on the dollar ahead of this year's trade deadline. I mean, we're just not going to get value back that will improve this team in the short term, dealing away any of our starters, unless Masai makes a very shrewd move that surprises a lot of Toronto Raptors fans. So, you know, you could also look at Dennis Schroeder, Jakob Poeltl, in terms of trading up. Again, I don't really see a world. Poeltl's currently improved again back on the defensive end after a pretty ugly sort of few stretch of games there early on in the season. He's one of the league leaders. I believe he is the league leader in field goal percentage at this point in the NBA. So Poeltl, we're not going to maximize, get additional better center for Poeltl. Dennis Schroeder is also sort of a guy that's playing above his sort of level. At least he has been over the course of his career. So don't look for the Toronto Raptors to sort of trade up any of their top six players and moving up and improving the roster. So that leads to the other trade options. This is where this report is really brutal. It really hits close to home because we've had moments where Chris Boucher has had serious trade value. Precious Achiuwa, right, had some potential trade value there, particularly a season and a half ago. I mean, the Raptors had some guys on their bench that had value. Heck, Otto Porter Jr. is a guy that we were all elated about bringing in last offseason to be a guy that was just coming off an NBA championship. And right now, according to this Grange report, none of those players have any trade value whatsoever. So, you know, adding Precious Achiuwa to a deal, even Grady Dick has struggled to start off this season. The Raptors want to move up in the standings. Well, you're not getting any value added from that sort of bench. And it's probably one of the main reasons Masai Ujiri hasn't swung for the fences on any of these deals, because he would have to give up a lot of assets, draft capital, all these types of things, because our role players haven't been sort of cutting it enough to sort of, you know, move the needle in any of these trade talks. So the Raptors don't really have an option unless they're willing to give up a lot of draft capital to improve this roster significantly to get out of this sort of treadmill situation. And then it leads you to the position of, hey, do you tear it down? And for the same reasons I just brought up, you know, Pascal, OG, and Gary Trent Jr. all being unrestricted free agents come this offseason. Again, Schroeder and Poeltl have been good, but haven't had immensely value-boosting seasons. We're not going to get rid of Scottie Barnes if we're tearing things down. He's our one sort of prized young asset, unless you count OG Anunoby's being younger, but he's 26 years old at this point. I mean, the Toronto Raptors, if they want to tear it down, they aren't going to get a lot back. They're not going to get insane value. And then Raptors fans are going to have to suffer through multiple losing seasons to, you know, not have that much value back. And then also risk not having their pick for this season. Because if you look at the current standings right now for this Toronto Raptors squad, we are currently 11th in the Eastern Conference. So at 9-11, we still have an opportunity to move up in the standings, and we'll take a look at all that in coming videos and stuff. But, you know, below us, we have the Charlotte Hornets, who just had LaMelo Ball go down, so they're going to be falling down the standings. The Bulls are likely to blow things up soon. You know, the Wizards and the Pistons just seem unreachable now at this point in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors could go up, and they could make a push, and we'll see how things sort of play out over the next few games and things along those lines. But, you know, it's going to be tough because the Toronto Raptors traded away their draft pick last season. And if you look at the tankathon, you know, in terms of the entire league that's below us, you know, we're not catching Detroit. We're not catching the Spurs. We're not catching Washington if we really sort of start tanking things out. And I feel like Portland will really push on the tank to close out the season. We'll see how Memphis does with John Morant coming back at some point. But again, they've looked brutal without Brooks and these guys. Apparently Utah is willing to deal away Lauri Markkanen at some point. So this Raptors team have a lot of teams that are properly tanking from start of the season that we just won't really be able to catch. And currently, we are at the 10th worst lottery odds, giving us, you know, 17% chance to jump into the top four. So that's a 17% chance right now that we have, if we currently go at the pace we're currently going at, to keep our draft pick this year. So that's risky. And I mean, depending on how bad, how brutal Masai Ujiri wants to blow things up, it's going to be tough to really catch these teams. It's going to be tough to catch into the odds where, you know, we are properly guaranteed a sure thing to not lose our draft pick. So, you know, it's tough to really look at Masai Ujiri and say, hey, deal away Pascal Siakam for nothing, OG Anunoby for basically nothing, you know, a bit of draft capital, a bit of future potential talent, younger pieces. And you know, not have that much value coming back. You know, it's not like the Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett trade where you're getting four or five first round picks or things along those lines. And even last season, we heard that OG could command multiple firsts, but again, they were kind of later round firsts and these types of selections. But if they're going to walk for nothing, there's those risks there. I mean, the Raptors just have themselves in a brutal hole. And this report that guys like Precious, Malachi, I guess, you know, just watching the team, it sort of makes sense, but it hurts to hear it in a specific report and there's no trade value from anyone on this roster. So, you know, just given how things are going to have to shake out, I mean, I'm rooting for this team to win. The trade deadline still loads of time away, but the Raptors just, you know, that brutal loss to New York. We can't win these games against teams that are sort of at our level. You know, that could make this season actually exciting. We have some talent on this roster. We have some guys, but right now, moves and trades probably aren't going to move the needle for the Toronto Raptors. So let me know what you guys think about all this Toronto Raptors news. You guys are best to make it this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. I'm signing out. Cheers.